Hello, welcome everyone to the Think Between Worlds podcast.
All right, let's go.
Tonight's subject matter, Ken Watanabe, let them fight.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, I didn't know I could do that.
I'm Wolf. Yeah, we're playing Super Smash Brothers Ultimate.
Yeah, we've
only talked about it about 500 times at this point.
Yeah,
even a podcast that just like aren't remotely related.
So this is going to be kind of like an audio let's play.
Yeah, sort of.
And sort of like a review of the multiplayer while we're going on.
Yeah.
It's lagging. Stop lagging.
Oh, it wasn't lagging for me.
Yeah, no lag, bitches.
Right, cool. Okay, so you're doing okay? All right,
I'm doing great.
I'm playing Simon Belmont, who is a character I think even in our very first episode we ever did, I kept saying like, oh, who's got to be in this? Who's the pick or whatever? I think one of my picks was Proto-Man, if I remember, but...
Yeah, you wanted Proto-Man, and I think you said you wanted Rex and Pyra.
Right, and if Simon wasn't on my list, I submitted him for the Smash 4 ballot.
Nice.
And he turned up in this game the exact way I described him on the ballot with the exact moveset that I wanted him to have. I'm like, hey, you know, neutral B. He throws an axe, or he throws holy water. You know, he can throw his holy crosses. He's got his whip. He's got a lot of reach. He's so what? Is he a swordsman? No, he's more of a brawler with medium distance, I'd say, but a pretty good reach. You know, Little Max got a lot of distance. He's a brawler, but I mean, he's like launching himself and jumping all across the stage and dashing and stuff.
Ow.
You know, Simon has to stay in place because he's got his vampire killer whip. But I'm playing as Simon.
I'm playing as Wolf. I picked random. And we have it on a stage morph as well, which is a brand new feature.
Yeah. We're now on the Diamond and Pearl League.
Oh, but it's
Pokemon League. Or no, this is from
Unova.
This is from Black and White. See, I didn't have the 3DS version, so a lot of these stages to me are pretty much new. And I just got smashed.
Okay. So, yes, and I am Isabel. Hi, everyone.
See, that was part of our goal, was to pick some of the new characters and kind of talk about them as we're playing.
Yeah. Well, I picked random because I'm actually pretty good as random characters. Just
you have a good luck.
How do I
draw
this? Fuck now.
You have to hit it.
No. So well, Madison and I, we've chosen newer characters.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm technically playing a newer character.
He's been remixed and rebalanced.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, okay.
So to say.
Oh no, Madison's got her final smash because of the final smash meter.
And I caught some... No, I didn't.
You caught
mind.
No uh-huh. one.
Yeah, so... Isabel was a lot...
Derek's got it, and he totally missed me. He hit me first.
Oh. Isabel was a lot more close.
Simon's forward smash is just a good old built-up chain whip. He reels his arm back, and then you can charge it, and you release it. Just a straightforward whip. A lot of reach.
Yeah.
Totally whipped David away, and then got my final smash. Which was Ultimate Cross.
Ow.
He sucks you into a coffin and sends you flying into the sky shooting holy crosses at you.
Ooh, speaking of holy crosses, I just got the assist trophy for Alucard.
Yeah, he's...
Who's good. Lots of fun.
You know, I wouldn't be, I wouldn't be remiss...
No, wait, it's Uppy.
...if they stripped some of these characters. Because, you know, like, from being assist trophies.
This fucking...
And making them, putting them on the roster, basically. Because like people think there's a rule, like, no, they're an assist trophy, then they can't be... Who says they can't be stripped away? Who says they can't change the code? And they can maybe balance them a little bit, work on them, and then put them right onto the roster.
Uh-oh,
baby. Oh, David's out.
Yeah.
No, not David.
Or David. Sorry, David's out.
You know, I'm actually... Really
Derek's
busy.
Out.
I'm busy.
Whatever!
I'm busy here engaging somebody.
Yes, I know,
listening.
I know.
And you guys are grunting and making noises, so I was kind of distracted.
No!
Cool, I got one left.
So, yeah, my Simon got sent off.
Yeah, I was interested in the idea of Simon. I used to actually play the OG Castlevania for the NES.
Fuck.
So that was fun.
Both of them.
The game fucking blew up.
Yeah. By the way, we're doing an online match for multiplayer because I don't have three controllers.
Yeah.
And you brought a Switch, so you know.
Yeah, and I thought it'd be interesting to give it a shot. I mean, we always because I've got full character roster availability, whereas Derek's missing a bunch of them.
Like 20 characters.
Yeah.
I have all the new ones.
Well, yes. Well, all the new ones.
The new ones.
Yeah.
Not
the
Echoes and stuff.
Fuck.
Okay. So Wolf just won the match.
Yes.
Yeah.
This man.
Okay. Yeah. David won.
Yeah. Oh, and he's badass looking too.
He looks great. See, I didn't like his look in Brawl.
So
he was jagged and gross looking.
I noticed that too. This game looks awesome.
Yeah.
It's very, very pretty.
Yeah, I'm one definite thing that I'm interested in about this.
I want to pick.
I think
whoever's player two can
pick. We go in a row.
Yeah, I put it for take turns.
Okay.
So
we have, like, what, 80 stages here?
103.
Stages. Dang,
that's
son.
Total, right? Once total, everything's unlocked.
Yeah, so. Well, they don't. There's no stages to unlock. There's 103 stages.
Oh, okay. So okay.
That's the base stage listing there.
So you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna choose the Great Plateau Tower from Breath of the Wild. But yes. I mean, what you can do is you can choose your track.
Oh yeah.
Before you choose your stage, so I personally like the 2017 trailer theme they had, which like never showed up in the base game.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna choose that. And I'm going to morph with something else in the series, because I like the idea of morphing into something else that's from the same series.
Yeah.
So I'm going to choose...
Past Spirit Train a second ago.
I'm going to choose Garuda Valley, because that's one I really didn't get a chance to play too often.
That's a good 3DS
stage.
That's awesome, yeah.
So I think I'm going to stick with Isabelle.
Yeah, Madison has gotten really good at Isabelle.
Hey, thanks, I appreciate it, even though I picked up the game this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am the only one out of the three of us who doesn't own a Switch yet. Mostly because I was waiting for... I'm waiting for Animal Crossing, for the most part.
Ooh, that's like... Ooh, King K. Rool's got like this bluish-green skin that's kind of like the Fox Kids animated show. At least I used to see it on Fox
A little
Kids.
Bit, but it also reminds me of some of the Claptrap colors as well.
Yeah, oh, I think every color he's got is a Claptrap color.
Yeah, oh, yeah, most of these are actually are Kremlin colors, yeah, definitely.
So I'm going to choose that bluish-green one there.
Yeah. I don't know what they're talking about, guys.
From Donkey Kong Country, all the alligator enemies,
gotcha.
They're called Kremlings.
Gotcha.
And they all work for him, so...
Oh, we're waiting. Okay, that's what this is.
Yeah, this is the training mode when we're waiting for everyone to get ready.
Okay, it's also like a internet thing, I guess.
Well, it's a training thing.
It's
sync
up.
Yeah, when you're connecting those together. I picked Inkling this time. Derek is King K. Rool. Madison is Inkling.
No, not Isabelle.
Isabelle, sorry.
They both begin with an I, so it's awful.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm digging the Inkling play style in this game.
The Inklings are cool, dude. I was really good with the Inklings, too, when I was figuring things out. Oh, I'm covered.
I thought they were just going to be really vanilla, and there wasn't going to be too much that was unique about them, but they really translated the playstyle from Splatoon. And put it... I mean, they made it more... What I want to say. It's not brutal, but they feel more like a fighter, you know? They're not so much shooting you, they're hitting you with shit. They're more of a... I don't know. They're a combination between a brawler and a gunner, if you had to ask me about it.
One definite thing I'm enjoying is like there's some serious RNG going on with the Inkling. One of the best parts about the Inkling's moveset is he's got that down B, which is his bomb, the ink bomb, the spot bomb or whatever. And if you hold it down, it actually goes farther.
Oh shit. I don't know what just happened.
He uses Final Smash, but he missed everybody.
Yeah, I
okay,
was
where
cool.
am I? Oh, there I am. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is the one.
Uh-oh, Isabelle's got her Final Smash. Watch out, everybody.
Ooh. Now, if any of you can hear the music.
Yes, the music has now changed.
We are in Gerudo Valley.
Oh,
snap.
Ow.
So talk about the Inkling's moveset. It's kind of like Pac-Man and some of the other players. There's a lot you're doing with your Smash attacks.
Yeah,
definitely. They have very unique Smash attacks. The smash attacks, like if you're watching from afar, you can swear the smash attacks that you're using.
That was weird.
Shadow the Hedgehog for you.
You can swear that the smash attacks are the special attacks, the B attacks. If you're watching from afar and
you don't
know any better, you know? Because like what, your down smash is a slosher?
Down smash is a slosher, left and right smash is the ink brush, up smash is a blaster, and and then you got your side, your specials. Side special is the ink roller, which is fun.
Why do I keep blinking? Oh.
Down special is the,
weird.
Down special is... Oh, crap! Oh. Ba-bomb!
Ba-bomb!
Ba-bomb! Yeah. Down special is the splat bomb, which is a nice thing there. And the up special is just an ink jump. Crap! Well, I just died. the stage morph got me trapped below the level.
We stage morph back into
Great Plateau Tower.
Yeah.
Which is it's definitely interesting. The stage morph thing is something that I didn't know.
No, uppy.
Yeah, stage morph is something I didn't know.
And I'm out.
Yeah, stage morph is something I didn't know that I wanted until I had it. And I'm loving it so far. I oftentimes will just play a match against CPUs because I don't have everyone to play with every once in a while. I'll do the CPU battle, and my main thing is I will just fucking pick random because I'm so in fucking love with the... Take that, Derek!
I dodged into it. I love it. Oh man. Now we're basically even, so... It's coming down to David and myself, Inkling versus K-Rool.
Yeah, I'm dead.
K-Rool, I could talk about some of the balancing, some of the neat little tiny things that are in his moveset.
Oh, definitely. He's got this belly focus for all of his moves.
Well, that's like his thing. He's got this impervious belly. Oh, we got Goro, wasn't it?
Samurai Goro assist trophy. Kick up Derek's ass.
You say that, but...
You just somehow managed to kill him.
Yeah, I'm kicking his ass is what's happening here. Oh, shit.
Oh, no! Derek's going to blow up DK Island, which doesn't make any sense because I'm not on DK Island, weird programmers.
Yep, still got you.
And Derek wins the match.
I'm going to kill him. Now, what I was going to talk about is he's got a neutral B, which he shoots at a cannonball, and his crown transforms into a pirate hat.
Yeah.
What's cool about that is that it's the small little balancing things they've done. You can shoot out a cannonball, and at the same time, he's sucking inward into the blunderbuss. So he can either suck you in if you're close enough, or if that ball hits you, it'll bounce back to him. You'll suck the ball in, and then he'll shoot it up, but he'll be angling a bit higher.
God damn, so if you got launched all three fucking times.
That's your choice. Now you're choosing stage.
Yay! It's my turn.
Yeah, I put it to take turns, baby. Cool. I'm trying not to yell directly into the microphone.
I'm not even directly into the microphone. I can show you directly into the microphone.
Stop. I'm wearing headphones to listen to audio balancing. Jesus.
Alright, where's the
audio? The audience is now deaf.
Oh no, it's the volume control.
Oh, by the way, Derek.
So I picked Tortimer Island and Smashville.
Awesome, because she's a huge Animal Crossing
fan.
I was going to tell Derek real quick. You actually, you were kicking Samurai Goro's ass, but, fun fact, I got the kill because I got the last shot in by accident. It's listed here on our previous battle
thing. You can see it on the rankings at the end.
Which is not, it's very fun.
So I'm now Ridley.
I haven't picked my character yet. Alright, I'm going to pick, let's pick Incineroar. Yeah. Incineroar, now there's a character who's got some weird moves. Definitely interesting. He's got all of these fighting moves, and it's a lot of fun playing around with him. After every successful hit, this guy poses like crazy.
God, it's such a good-looking game.
Oh, God, it's fucking beautiful. Especially shit like the furry characters like Incineroar.
Mm. And they put a little bit of... They're not fur physics, but they animated... I don't know.
Go. Incineroar looks even better than fucking Donkey Kong.
Do they model or do they still stretch over frames at Nintendo?
I don't know, man. I'm not.
So, do they have skins that look like fur? It's kind of patterned a little bit. It looks good, whatever it is. But it's still not. Yeah, actually, it's not like physics. It's not like. You know,
Come on! I'm trying to land a perfect lariat, damn it.
So, what are you doing?
I'm doing, making you run the ropes, trying to hit the perfect thing.
God, I suck at this game.
You're not doing too bad. Yeah, so Incineroar is like one of I guess you'd call him a specialized character, because like this guy, you have to get like inches away from your foe if you're going to hit them with anything. So, because he's complete hand-to-hand combatant, he's a wrestler. So all of his moves, I mean, I think I tried playing this in the other day, and I kept assuming I could just dash and then dash smash, or I could dash attack, you know, dash forward A.
Yeah.
And he still just doesn't have that reach. You need to really make sure you get in there. So he's kind of a big risk. If you're not good as him and you don't know, what would you call it, a distance window or a window, attack window?
Something like that, yeah.
He's got a very small, for him, hitting opponents. So that kind of, he's got a small attack box, I guess.
Oh, God!
He can only attack from, like, feet away, if that. Otherwise, you're just going
to
miss.
Fun thing just happened. I was trying to throw the explosive barrels at my opponents here, and unfortunately, I totally missed with the explosive barrel, ended up hitting it, and because I hit it, I actually ended up dodging Madison's final smash with Isabel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I missed her final smash by killing myself.
So, Madison, describe the ways in which Isabel is different from Villager.
So she's very much a close contact fighter.
She's got that fishing pole. So
That's her only fucking distance one she's got is her fishing rod. Yeah.
Oh, new item there. I just used it against Derek to kill him. It's sorry to interrupt, honey.
It's okay.
It's actually the base. It's called a beast ball. And what it does?
Why did that happen? Oh, okay.
It's called the beast ball. It's basically a baseball you throw. It disappears, teleports away, and comes back as a stronger on fire ball that teleports back in and hits your opponent. No.
Yeah. See, the thing is, I can't play this game. Because I'm playing against two professionals.
No, we're not. Okay, I play Smash. I'm one of the... There's two types of, like, good player. There's pure party smasher, who believes it's just kind of a fun party game where you get five people over and fuck around. That's how I play Smash. I am totally not the Fox versus Fox, only Final Destination, no items. I'm not that kind of, I'm not that kind of Smash player. I want all the items on. I want the stage hazards. I want all that stuff that messes with your game. I love that.
Yeah.
Why did you die?
Because I'm busy talking.
All right, fine.
Oh, that's a really good one. So Incineroar just won. David won.
Yep.
And he's sitting there with his winner.
Oh, that's so weird. Down. I actually had a totally different ending animation on my Switch versus your Switch.
Oh. Yeah, the ending animations are different every time.
Well, no. Yeah, different every time, but... That's like from game to game. This is literally the same game, and I had a different animation for my Incineroar on my screen than he did on his.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
Interesting, yeah.
Well, I know, on the large screen here, David's gone portable.
Yeah, I've got my portable one.
He's holding his champion's belt, his winner's belt.
Yeah, and on mine, he was just like, had a fiery fist holding up. It was pretty cool,
Yeah, down there we got the salty clapping.
Yeah.
Although Ridley looks really, really professional. Oh, yes, good match.
Yes,
good match,
chat. But Isabel's just like, this is so much fun.
Right. I just happy to be here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Everyone loved what last time around, everyone loved Cloud's clap. Because he's like hanging his head in shame. And he just.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that. He's so salty. So miserable.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
And so is, I think Ryu's the same. Ryu's like, I've lost everything. Oh, my God.
My turn to pick levels. Okay.
So, Ridley, a lot of us have seen Ridley's playstyle.
Oh, yeah. Well, hold on. We interrupted Madison talking about Isabel.
Oh, no, it's okay. I died.
Well, Isabel isn't. We'll still talk about it because Isabel isn't an echo, even though in my heart I'm still like, oh, Isabel's just kind of. I'm only just now breaking free of the whole, like, oh, she's just an echo by another name.
Yeah.
But I actually, like, watched. We saw an online match from, like, Norway because you can spectate in online player mode.
Yeah, you can.
And I saw someone really use Isabel, and they used her well.
Yeah.
And that's when I realized, oh my god, she's like way different than Villager. She's got that fishing pole with that reach.
Yep.
She can now plant Lloyd into the ground
instead of just letting him go. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, because Villager just launches, sends him forward and then jumps on top.
Yeah, Villager launches a Lloyd sideways and can, if you hold the button, can actually ride it.
Yeah.
But Isabel will plant it, kind of like Snake's Mines. Plant it and remotely detonate it by hitting down B again, or having someone walk over it will auto detonate it and it'll launch into the air. And then it launches about halfway up the screen and then explodes. So that's fun.
So I'm Pokemon Trainer.
Back from Brawl, okay. Pokemon Trainer.
That was one of my favorites.
Yeah. Madison is once again playing Isabel.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm checking out one of the newest Echo Fighters, Dark Samus.
I know y'all probably want something different from me.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Oh,
I can
also, I picked two new levels on the thing. Okay, real quick, before we get into the battle, if you look in the background, the right-hand side, you can see Pokemon Trainer on an elevated platform in the background.
Oh,
ordering, yeah!
Yeah,
ordering
the Pokemon around.
The Pokemon around. That's pretty fun.
I like that.
Yeah, all right. Let the fight begin.
Let the games begin.
Yes, I'm playing Dark Samus.
Weird, okay.
Derek's playing Pokemon Trainer, and Madison is once again Isabel. And there's Judd, little Judd in the background partying on Moray Towers.
Yeah, we're on Moray Tower. Now, go ahead and explain the unique, the weird thing about this level is...
Yeah, you can only move down the ramps. As you move left and right, the
ramps descend. Yeah, I've noticed that. You can't move back up them.
Yeah, it's an auto-down scroll. Right. You automatically go down the ramp. You can go back up one, but then you go back down again. The only way to get back up permanently is with a jump.
Yeah.
So that's a fun little thing. And this level actually has multiple versions of itself, daytime and nighttime and stuff like that. So definitely interesting.
Yeah, so getting back up, you basically get to jump your way up. See, I hate when there's clipping. I hate when characters kind of go... Yeah. I hate when they go through things. That still kind of grinds my gears a little bit.
And in order to continue on with new theme, I put us to stage morph to Dracula's Castle.
Give me.
Which is pretty fun.
Pieces.
Uh-oh. Gotta show us
the hammer!
And now when you get hit, it does that cool little 8-bit.
Yes, it does. It does the 8-bit thing that happens...
From 64, right?
No, not from 64. It does the... from... Donkey Kong, OG Donkey Kong.
Oh, okay. I thought in 64 it still had, it creates that little 8-bit blue circle when it hits you. Oh shit.
When you play OG Donkey Kong,
mess him up. Oh, I thought you could at least do it to Guile. Guile showed up.
Well, Guile's her own thing.
I know.
You can kill your own assist trophies, but I'm pretty sure you can't use Funnel Smashes from what I've seen so far.
Yeah.
I thought you could, but we experimented a little bit earlier.
It's super effective. I used my
and hit no one.
No one hit me. It killed me.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
I thought you just fell off the...
Nope. Level. I just...
I thought you were incompetent. What?
Yeah,
so
really.
We got ourselves a Medusa head coming in the background here.
Oh, yeah. And Derek, a little quieter on that. Don't yell into the mic, please.
Sorry.
It's okay. We're still experimenting with this. This is a new thing.
I'm terrified everything.
It's audio let's play.
I'm terrified everything in the background's way louder than we are.
No.
Highly unlikely.
No, you are yelling right now.
Okay.
Whee!
That's the...
Oh, no, I died.
I don't know how to do this. Yeah, I'm dead.
Yeah, Dark's... well, you're hitting up B, but you're not moving left or right, I've noticed, whenever you do that.
No, I'm just incompetent. I can't play this game.
Oh, don't say that.
I'm part of the Squirtle Squad now.
You just haven't had enough practice, that's all. What was the last game you played, Madison? Was it Melee?
No, whatever the Wii U one was.
You actually played the Wii U one?
Oh, yeah, all
the
time.
I played it with you guys.
Oh, yeah, and I'll let you borrow the 3DS version as well.
Yeah.
I love when you dash forward to Squirtle, he surfs on water. I love it.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of dashing forward and surfing, the Inkling dash forward is fucking awesome.
Yeah, they go into squid form.
Yeah, it's like they're diving up and down out of the water, kind of like a dolphin, you know? Dolphin next to a boat. Yeah. Oh, that's super cool. In time matches on Moray Towers, the music speeds up for the last 30 seconds of the match.
Oh, that's neat, yeah.
Just like in the...
In actual Splatoon, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
So I didn't even know that. I learned the other day. Squirtle's neutral B. It's just water gun, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't do any damage. It just knocks you back. So it's used most effectively when someone's kind of maybe hanging on an edge or something, and you can just kind of knock them right off with it.
Yeah.
That's very rare. Dark Samus won.
Whoa, that was awesome. My Dark Samus split into two, circle around each other like crazy, and then merged back together into one person. That's awesome.
Mine, you kind of saw the eyes for a second, and you're like, ooh, there's eyes in there. Creepy.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I'm enjoying the game so far. What do you guys think of the multiplayer? Like, genuinely, like...
I've had, like, very few problems outside of maybe beginning lag, but apparently everyone's saying that it's shit.
Really?
Everyone's saying it's so backwards. It's so... They're still 20 years behind in online. I literally said somebody said...
The online stuff is bad, but, like, honestly, what do you think about, like, the actual, like... The battles themselves.
I've had, like, no issues.
All right.
I love the whole setup, and I like the aesthetics. Like, oh, you have, like, a cool little boxing ring, and you could drag your... you have to create an online profile.
Oh, that's if you're doing the arena, yeah.
Right. No, we do... What do we do, like, a quick match?
A battle arena is the thing where you can set up with your friends
or whatever.
You create
a room, basically.
Yeah. You create a room you can do. But additionally, you can just do quick play, where you just merge up with somebody who's got similar preferences to you. So that's a thing you can do. Oh, Derek unlocked some achievement stuff. That's pretty fun.
Oh, no. I unlocked a Donkey Kong achievement. Reached 250% damage or more during a battle. And then it's a picture of the Inklings just, like, painting the fuck out of Donkey Kong.
And he looks stoned off his ass,
he either
too.
Looks done with life or he's stoned. I love it. All
right. So, yeah. I closed the room because you exited out, but... what do you think of the new characters in general? Like, we mentioned, like, some of their RNG stuff, but what are you thinking about the characters?
The bet, like, just, should I vote on, like...
Sure, why not?
Oops, sorry.
Okay.
That was me.
I guess we can create categories. I'm like, well, the most unique newcomer is Incineroar.
Oh, I keep hitting
it. Incineroar, yeah.
Like, there's, wow, man, what a moveset that they made. They've got this starter Pokemon, and they're like, hey, how can we make a moveset out of this? And they did it, and it's really, really
neat. Well, the fun thing about Incineroar isn't the fact that, like, they made an interesting moveset about him. The fun thing is the fact that he's actually based off of some stuff. There was a bunch of hate when Incineroar was announced, because, like, we have enough firefighting starters. But he's not firefighting. He's fire dark. Because there's actually, I forget what the technological term is, but there's like enemy characters in like WWE and in like Japanese wrestling.
They're called heels.
Heels. That's
I know what you're talking about.
There's
the
face and the heel.
Yeah. And the heel, he is essentially like he is a heel, and that's what he's based off of. Because funnily enough, in Japanese, dark type isn't called dark type, it's called evil type. That's what the word translates to in directly from Japanese. So he's actually a fire evil type, and he's a heel, and that's why he's so showboaty and so based off of like wrestling moves, and all of his moves are dirty, like the lariat and stuff like that. So yeah, it's definitely a lot of fun, and I'd really enjoy his playstyle.
And I remember thinking, like, hey, if they added more Street Fighter characters, I'd love to see Chun-Li or Guile or Blanka or like a villain, M. Bison. But for the villains, I thought M. Bison or Zangief. And he's basically Zangief. He's just like a step away.
He's a non-waxed version of Zangief.
All right.
To play on the Wreck-It Ralph thing.
Clearly with waxes. What do you mean he waxes? Look at the tufts of hair. Exactly.
The tufts of hair coming out of his
that boots. Is a choice. This man waxes. I think best character overall, probably, even though people are begging to nerf him at this point, it's probably K. Rool.
Well, you're saying K. Rool, but I've found so much more success with Bowser. I am just owning his Bowser, and
he's
I don't know.
He's not a new character.
No, he's not a new character. That's true. But you're saying best character overall. So, if we're talking like, you know, fucking like all the characters, I'm owning his Bowser. Bowser is pretty much like my best character right now, which is very strange. I've never been that good as him, so it's definitely interesting to see that.
You use him? No, you were saying you use him whenever new challengers appear?
Oh, yeah.
He's like the default guy?
Yeah, definitely. When I unlocked the character by playing Classic Mode. And after every Classic Mode round, you'd unlock a new character. And half the time I'd lose because the character I was playing as to beat Classic Mode, I'm not good as. So when I went in to beat this guy, they would always kick my ass. And I went in there and I actually managed to pull it out with Bowser when I re-challenged them for the most part.
And we could explain that. So you do Classic Mode, you're stuck as the character you play it as.
Yeah.
And every little character, you're going to play about 6 matches, and they're all slightly themed on the character you've chosen.
Yeah.
With even like a kind of a campaign title. And then you got to fight a challenger as that character. But if you lose that,
Then you have to wait a while before you can challenge them again.
And they'll appear on like an option screen. They appear on the Games and More screen. And there'll be like a pair of like saloon doors at the bottom. Like, oh, the challengers come back. And you can
actually
instantly go and
that's
fight
a reference to the bonus level doors from Smash Run in the 3DS version of Smash Bros.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in the Smash Run playground in 3DS, there were these doors that you could go through to get to a bonus stage that would give you better upgrades for your speed, attack, defense, whole thing.
Right.
So, yeah.
So, anyways, you can go in and then at that point you can choose your character. So, if you get the re-challenge, you personally choose Bowser.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know who I'm missing? I'm missing Snake from Metal Gear Solid. I was really good as a lot of the Brawl people. I liked Wario, Pokemon Trainer, Snake. I dabbled in Meta Knight. Wasn't too good as him. I was better as Pit than I was with Meta Knight. But I'm glad to have Wolf back. Wolf and Snake and Pokemon Trainer, I'm really happy to have that.
Yeah, definitely.
Cannot wait to get back to Snake. I haven't earned him yet.
So you've played a few rounds, Sweeney. What are you thinking of the game so far? I know you've only played like some of the newer characters in Peach, but...
Well, in the past, I have gotten to play the original, the GameCube one, because my cousin had it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we jumped to... I'm trying to think. We jumped to the Wii one after that. And then we jumped to the 3DS version because of you, and then now I'm here with this one. This one is really, really, really good. It feels like a great addition to the franchise as a whole. I can't get into, like, the logistics and, like, the nitty-gritty details because, like you said, I've only been playing for 2-4 hours now.
Yeah.
But the new characters are really, really neat. I'm not a big fan of some of them, even though I've only played them once or twice. Like, I wasn't big on Simon and Richter. I wasn't big on Ridley. I wasn't big on King K. Rool just because they're a lot heavier, and because they're heavier, they're slower. And I'm not big into slow characters. But I really like Isabel. I like the fact that she's very different than most of the other smaller characters in the sense that she's very, very close combat. I really liked Inkling. Inkling was really, really cool. I liked a lot of the moveset of Inklings. I also tried my hand at, like, the characters that I normally play, like Peach and like Kirby, and they felt just like they normally do. They're just really, really nice looking, and a lot better. Yeah. Like I said, I've only been playing it for 2-4 hours at most.
Did you ever play Brawl?
Which one was Brawl?
For the Wii.
That was for the Wii.
The one that first had Snap. Yes. The one that first had Snake and Dedede.
Yes, I played the one for the Wii.
Do you remember? I don't know. Like, you say you don't know a lot about balancing, but would you say this one is faster? Because do you remember how Brawl was like you were floating and people just felt like anti-grav?
Yeah, a little bit.
Like, yeah, yeah, really, I can remember it. With like sledge in their shoes.
Yeah.
And then I don't even know this. You told me, I never even remembered random tripping. You told me the characters were just randomly fucking tripping.
Yeah, I've been watching a bunch of retrospectives and stuff about it, and tripping was definitely a thing. So, all right, here we go.
What are we doing?
We're going into a match again. We took some turns and stuff.
Is
so.
Am I a part of it, or is it just
It's everybody. Everyone, oh, okay. I guess, to vote on what they want to do. So I guess Derek, pick one, and Madison, pick one.
Okay. I want to play Living Room.
All right. And then when we join in, Madison, you hit L and R, and we'll do a match. Both of you hit L and R.
All right.
Cool.
Oh, I'm player two now.
I'm going to play as Pika Libre.
Cool. I'm going to be
Pikachu!
I'm gonna play Inkling this time.
Who's that Pikachu!
It's Jigglypuff! Fuck!
Yeah. Who's that Pokemon? It's, what is it, Jigglypuff? No, it's from the top.
No,
it's Voltorb! It's a Jigglypuff from the top!
From the top, yeah.
Who's that Pokemon? It's Voltorb! No, it's Jigglypuff if viewed from above! You motherfucker.
Oh, crap, okay.
Yeah. So, let's see. I'm playing as a sword fighter, dressed like Vince, the artist.
Vinny D.
So yeah, Derek is playing as Inkling.
No, I'm playing as...
Oh, Pikachu.
Yeah, we took, okay. I took the name, I guess.
That's fine. But then Madison's Inkling.
Yeah, I am.
She's actually had some experience with Inkling and stuff before.
So, historically, Pikachu's my main. Pikachu's my... That's my favorite.
The fish got Madison.
Not only did the fish get Madison, but Inklings don't do well in water.
So if you make any contact with the water, you're screwed?
No, you can. If you wiggle your joystick in a circle and jump at the same time, you can wiggle free the fish.
That was a foolish waste of a life.
It's Waluigi!
Waluigi, oh shit.
It's the Waluigi.
Where he belongs.
In the trash.
Yeah, someone took a picture like, hey, no, he's fine. Panda. He's right where he belongs. Trash.
Leave me alone.
So, yeah, well, we're playing on Balloon Fight currently. Mm-hmm. Fun little level.
Is this one of those morphing things again?
Yeah, it's going to morph every minute
of
the match, but there's no time limit.
Okay. So
I turn the time limit off.
I like being pressed just a little bit. Makes you play your best.
Oh, no, it's Ashley.
Oh, here we go. We're going to Living Room.
Where are we going?
Living Room.
Oh, okay.
Giant dogs.
Nintendo dogs.
Yeah, I, oh, shit.
Rodan.
Rodan from Bayonetta is an assist trophy.
I meant Rodan.
Yeah, speaking of assist trophies, what do you guys think of the new assist trophies?
Did I do that?
Someone. We're good. The new assist trophies, I love them. I don't know. Assist trophies to me have always relieved the burn of not seeing a character, you know? So, hey, they put Knuckles as an assist trophy. I basically thought good.
I can't.
There I go.
I can't control.
All right, I'm out.
I'm out.
Hold on.
My controller's not working.
Hold on. Nobody move. Madison, pause.
I can't.
Okay.
I'm like lit out.
You probably desynced then.
Hello. Oh, I can do that.
Let's not do that.
But
then,
I
then you can hit the plus button then.
No, I can't.
Really? Hold on. Let me see the controller.
So she only has the right controller, the only one working, so she can
and I'm moves only. Yeah.
We got to resync controllers here. Sorry, you were asking about assist trophies.
Yeah.
I've always been pro assist trophy.
Same.
For representation. So when people are like, "Oh, boo hoo, they made Knuckles an assist trophy." It's like, "No, good. That's at least he's in here somewhere and he's voiced, modeled and basically as a moveset."
Yeah.
That's why I've always said, you know, I've never been.
What the fuck?
What is going on? We're having technical difficulties.
We're experiencing technical difficulties.
The Inkling's just like sitting here idle, getting attacked by all the stage hazards. There's like nothing
really
we can do about it.
It doesn't look like anybody's working.
I can take pictures, and I can go to the main menu, and that's it. You can't do anything else with this controller.
Weird.
That is very strange. I'm just going to end the match.
How do you turn this off? Weird. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was weird.
Anywho.
No contest.
We're all very plotting. Strange.
Yeah, really.
Amicably.
All right, see if you can hit A, baby.
How do you unlock this?
Oh, in the back here, there's a little... See here on the controller?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. But anyway...
I guess that's me.
That was fun.
Yeah, really.
Not really.
So can we please talk about assist trophies more?
Yes,
we keep,
sorry.
We keep losing our train of thought.
Yeah. Other new assist trophies, I think my favorites are going to be the ones that don't make a lot of sense to be in Smash.
Like,
what's her name from Fatal Frame? That's just a weird assist trophy to have in Smash.
They had a Wii U exclusive title.
Sukapon is a weird one. I'd never heard of before.
Hey, it's working again.
Very interesting. So yeah, Madison, you pick one, and Derek, you pick
there
one.
It is. I love this All level. Right.
Derek's turn to pick one.
I'm gonna do.
Yeah. Definitely interesting. Suikopon. Alucard was fun, although I wouldn't say he's unexpected. It's when they added in Simon and Richter, it's kind of like, well, I hope they have some other representation in the game.
Okay. Can someone
Why is
switch
there a
me?
CPU?
Can someone switch it from a CPU to me, please?
Yeah.
Thanks. Wait.
Hold on.
Wait. Click it back.
All right, hit Eleanor. There you go.
Okay, I'm...
Weird.
You're not Mads, though. Player 3, you're
it's fine.
I was player 3 last time.
Oh, okay.
Actually, we can just switch names.
Yeah.
Actually, go to no name.
Oh, no name.
Yeah, and then I can go to... I could choose no name, and then we can switch.
Derek.
There you go.
Yay! We're switched. Okay.
All right.
I like this. One of Meta Knights, he goes... When he goes peel silverish black, he has a scar over his left eye.
Oh, he does.
I like it.
Interesting thing here for me... On your console, you guys have picked your names to be Mads and Derek. On my console, you're the -1 and the -2.
Well, we're playing from the same ID.
Yeah, I know. It's just interesting that, you know, I don't see the names that you guys have picked. So, yeah. Anyway, last round, I voted for random for each of the levels, and you guys picked actual levels, so you got your pick. This time, I voted for two levels that I absolutely despise, and we'll see what happens.
Okay.
I actually haven't used this yet.
Fight time. Here we go.
I'm playing as Luigi. I'm going to play with some of the new things that Luigi's got going on for him. Mainly his grab. I'm going to be focusing on using his new grab, which is involving the Poltergeist, which is fun.
Nice.
Talk about some of the things that you've seen, the rebalances that have been done on classic characters.
Okay.
That's a really cool thing that they've added to Luigi.
I don't know if you know this, but with Luigi, they've got the Poltergeist going on. Bowser, actually, I mentioned him earlier. I'm really good at him. They changed his entire, his down A is different now. He had a move that kind of was, like, a little OP. Very similar to Pikachu's down A, where, like, You get the electricity sparkles and a weird circle. Now in this one, this fucking executor is pissing me off.
We got a little. Can't you grab onto him?
Only certain characters are able to grab walls.
Oh, the wall. Okay, the wall grabbing. Yeah. Okay, because I kept thinking, so what does he do? He just moves across the stage and he pushes you and you can't get past him? That's like his thing? I kept thinking his thing was you can just kind of grab onto him and stay at it, kind of get some elevation and get some high ground.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, it picked one of the levels I voted for. I fucking hate this level.
Donkey Kong has the high ground.
Oh, that's an interesting thing there. I don't know if you remember this, Derek, but in Super Mario Odyssey, at one point, they ask you to find a present for Pauline in New Donk City.
Yeah.
One of the presents you're supposed to get, all the presents you're supposed to get, are actually items from this game.
Yeah, yeah, like the purse, the purse and the hat.
I don't like
stuff.
This.
Yeah. I don't like this level either, but I picked it because I thought it would be an interesting change of pace.
We're playing the classic Donkey Kong.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of this level myself.
I think almost every level is neat in its own way, you know?
Yeah, not a big fan, but I thought it'd be interesting.
You know, just my fault. So you know what I need to ask you? I was talking about how like Pikachu's like, that's my go-to. Like, we've played 10 rounds, we're going to wrap it up for the night, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone pick their guy. Pick their main. Pick the guy that you think you're going to win with. Technically, who is yours? Is that Luigi? That's like your guy?
Luigi's not my guy. He was in Wii U. If I wanted to win a match, it was always Luigi. He was my character. Yeah, Luigi was always my dude. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, Meta Knight's got a new Final Smash.
Ooh.
That's right. I like his old one.
What was it? A Cloak of Darkness?
Yeah, something like that.
Like, oh.
He like hit you if he hit you with the cloak. It was like an insta kill for one character.
My Cloak of Darkness. Ooh. You got Death Scythe there.
Yes, I do.
Oh.
Don't get near me.
Don't worry.
Oh, no, you stunned me.
How'd that happen?
I don't know. I think maybe I accidentally.
It looked like you stunned each other.
That wasn't a lot of people were all ticked off. You know, I'm thinking about the. Let's talk about the very first DLC character, like the actual fighter pack character that made it.
They released it at the Game Awards 2018. It was fucking Joker from Persona 5, which is a game that none of us have ever played, any of the Persona games at all. Yeah. I knew a couple people who played the games and were obsessed with them.
Yeah, there's a huge fan base out there.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, oh, okay, yeah, Persona 5. And I found out, okay, do we have that Nintendo connection? One is they may be porting it over to the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, there's like a couple of exclusive Persona titles on the 3DS, but they're only in Japan. And Joker's the protagonist in both of them, or the one. I'm not sure if there was one or two of them. So it's kind of got that connection. But Midna popped up there, and I'm like, oh, Midna was like the one I was really hoping we'd get Midna on Wolf Link. And now I'm thinking, if Joker's a possibility, a character I'd like to see would be Okami, Amaterasu Okami.
Oh, yeah, from the wolf creep.
Yeah, thing. From Okami. Yeah.
Yeah.
The goddess of the sun, basically.
That's pretty fun, yeah.
Because you play as a wolf, and you have all these like elemental nature powers and stuff. It's pretty cool. All right. May this be probably our last match.
This will be our last match for the podcast. We might talk a little bit after the match.
Pick your mains, everybody.
Derek, you mentioned Shulk. You want to talk about his new thing? Have you played with him yet?
Yeah. Last time, did you have to... now you can hold down your neutral B and choose his power-up.
Yeah, quick, before you had to like tap through B to get to whatever you want.
Now you can hold B and use a directional. Oh, there's speed. Got it. Basically,
yeah.
Speed.
It's a little bit more... It's a little bit difficult. Certain angles, you're hitting the wrong one, but... It takes some precision playing to figure it out. Has anyone played as Ridley yet?
Yeah, I played as Ridley in one of our matches.
Okay.
He's got a brutish style.
Not on the podcast, but...
I meant it for the podcast.
Wow.
Yeah, he's just a lot of hitting you hard. He's like dashing into you, dragging you along the ground, attacking with his tail, blowing at you.
You know who I haven't played as in this this yet? I haven't played as Krom yet. So
I just picked my main. I'm playing Kirby Young.
Yeah, I'm picking somebody who I haven't played with really. I beat him. I beat fucking classic mode with him, but didn't really get to play with him too much outside of that. So this should be fun. Let's go.
Interesting.
Yes, I love this level.
Oh yes,
it's my level.
Technically, it is, yes, because you're playing as Zelda.
I'm playing as Zelda. Princess Zelda.
I'm playing as Crumb. Madison's playing her old main Kirby.
My main.
Well, your new main is Isabelle, you said.
Yeah, right? For the most part. In terms of
Zelda's got a redesign. They finally ditched the Twilight Princess era look for Ganondorf and Zelda.
Yeah, they brought back old favorites.
Yeah. Well, they designed Zelda for more of her classic look from the original 8-bit, 16-bit series.
It's directly taken from The Link Between Worlds, they said.
Well, I guess, probably from concept art, because, they were chibi in that game, and this is very much full body, basically.
Yeah. So.
But the skin I'm using, she's very much reminiscent, especially with her headband and stuff. She's very reminiscent of the original concept art you saw in, your booklets you would get with the NES cartridge of Zelda. Because I'm not sure she had the headband or not in Link Between Worlds, funny enough. You think we know everything about that game?
Yeah. I don't remember. You think we would know, because, it's our namesake.
It's fine. It's my name.
You know what? She did. Yeah, she had a headband.
Oh, shit. Madison got me with Kirby's Final Smash mid-stage morph.
This bitch empty yeet.
The rainbow. What the hell?
Yeah,
a little bit of
we're now in Termina Bay, people.
I like this level. It's
a fan favorite.
Yeah, it's actually I picked both of these levels. I picked both the Zelda levels specifically for this final match because we love them. They're good levels. They're solid levels. The whole thing with
I'm sealing you away forever.
Yeah, Derek got me in the Triforce of Wisdom sealing Final Smash, which is actually fun because if you have over 100. Damage, it's an insta-kill.
Yeah, you're sealed away forever.
Yeah.
Until you get put back into the map.
Oh, fuck.
Ow. Yeah, I got a Springman assist trophy, which killed both players.
Oh, he's still out here. Oh, shit.
Oh.
I'm stuck.
I got Madison back. With Great Ether.
I'm back, suckers.
Great Ether. Or his version of Great Ether.
Yeah.
Look, it's Turnkill, Hot Turnkill.
I gotta say, some of the tap A, just neutral A attacks, I think they go on a little too long. Although they nerfed some of them. Some of them, last now seconds, whereas they lasted. And I mean seconds isn't at the most 2 seconds, but they used to last, 5 seconds. You'd be getting your ass beat for at least 5 seconds, just machine gunning it. Oh. Kirby's now Zelda.
No! Yeah, Crom's definitely interesting. I did not expect him to be a Roy, Echo Fighter when I first saw the trailer for him.
Yeah.
Everyone saw his up B and assumed he was an Ike character, but apparently not.
He's in Belgium.
I'm here.
Yeah, he's sort of a little bit of everybody. He's mainly like Marth with a little bit of Ike, but for some reason they put him as Roy.
Whee!
Wow, Crystal just kicked my ass.
All of you fear Crystal when Crystal comes out, because I'm telling you, that's the one assist trophy I think people are going to be bitching about, because she will fuck you up. She beats you with the staff, she can freeze you in place, she can launch you, she can send you off a stage.
Make these things go away.
She's not to be trifled with when you see Crystal pop up.
Yeah.
And she was also one of those other, she was a much wanted character. They, people want more Star
I
Fox.
I did that
character.
To myself. Not the bees! Not the bees!
Not the bees!
Okay, cool.
No!
Remember by chance on release day, we're playing the 3DS version, Wii U and 3DS, and one of our buds legit chooses me, Nicolas Cage. And I'm not sure if he knew about the beehive item yet or not, but we didn't.
Here's a fun thing. That is the third time on the podcast you've told that story.
Oh, really?
On the podcast, yes.
Because it's a good story.
It is. Not saying it isn't. Just, it's just thought that was funny.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's not the bears!
Look at me. I win anyways!
Oh, I was trying to avoid her fucking Final Smash. It did an up B and landed in the water because Crom has Ike's up B, which means he slams back the fuck
Yay,
down.
I finally win a game!
Yes. And that's a good place to end the pie. The battles.
In the pie.
Yeah.
Podcast battle.
Yeah, but no, it was a really good... It's a really good game so far. We've been playing a little bit of multiplayer. It's fine, baby. It's cool.
Let the music
play.
Oh, I was going to flip it back to the title screen. Anyway.
Yeah, no. It's just, it's a fun game. Now that we can concentrate a bit more, I'd like to mention a little bit about some of the changes you mentioned earlier. Like some of the RNG little bitty changes in certain characters. definitely noticed that some of the characters that were really slow in the last game are a little bit faster now. Like,
oh yeah,
Bowser is definitely faster than he was before.
I don't have Ganondorf yet, but he looks like he's really been spiffed up.
He's only a little bit though. Like, he's got the Ocarina of Time look to him, and the sword movements, the sword smash attacks, are fucking OP. You hit somebody with that, and they are dead. Like, they are 100% dead. Doesn't matter what percentage they fucking have. It's fucking great. Yeah, Derek, put some music on in the background. Huh?
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. We won't monetize this particular episode because of all the background music, but yeah, we'll give it a shot.
Let's have fun.
Let's have some fun here. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I know this is kind of off subject with, like, Hugo, you were talking about the balancing issues.
Yeah.
I assume they had this music thing in the last games as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but this is cool. I like the fact that they have all the soundtracks at the ready, and they have the different little pieces.
Yeah, they're still, you're missing some songs because you have to earn them throughout playing the game, and like there are certain challenges that have a song hidden behind them.
Yeah.
Or you have to buy them from the shop and stuff. But yeah, I know one thing you're super excited about is all of the Animal Crossing music.
Yeah, well, you showed me them. He showed when we pulled this out last night, and he was like, "Hey, look, by the way, this is Smash now." Yeah, one of the things that you pulled out was the Animal Crossing soundtrack, and every single one of them, I was sitting there dancing along, because it was like, oh, I know this, and some of this I haven't heard since population growing, since the GameCube version, yeah. You know?
Fun fact here, you even have a voices menu. You can play different voices,
yes,
different characters.
They do, yeah.
And some of them are fucking ridiculous. Like, I don't know if you don't have Bayonetta yet, do you?
You have all the characters from that.
I do. But,
oh, no,
like,
I meant me. I thought you had all the characters.
Yeah, no, but, like, some of the character voices are ridiculous. Like, Bayonetta is definitely going to be used for porn. Yeah.
There's actually Pokemon voices, too.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, they have Pokemon voices, Ziz Trophy voices, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, some of them, like, you can't really hear sometimes when you're playing. There's too many sound effects going on.
Yeah.
And the one that, like, really truly disturbs me is Tapu Koko, because he just, I guess
from Sun and Moon, yeah.
Well, he is based off a chicken, but he's just like this loud screeching, shrieking thing, and you're like, that's not at all how you imagine.
Let's see if we can hear him. Go for it.
Let me find it here. Here it is. Legendary,
the fuck?
Legendary Pokemon, ladies and gentlemen. Another disturbing one is Go-Goat.
You pass it.
There it is. Yeah, yeah. It's like, just like, it's also just shrieking at the top of it.
You know what that is? You know what that is, Derek? That's smashing. Thank you, Bayonetta.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's Bayonetta.
But yeah, no. This game has so much to it. We've got the music soundtracks, which, as you know from the oh god, enough of the Waluigi. Which, as you know from the trailers before the game came out, has like over 900 fucking audio files and sound clips, over 800 fucking music tracks. It's amazing. It's a beautiful game. The graphics cannot be described. The music is just gorgeous.
It feels like they really, like, yeah, okay, because the game took so long to come out. Like, it feels like it was worth it.
Definitely.
In the end. Like, because it feels like they cared, you know? Yeah. It doesn't feel like a slapdashed, you know, half-baked, we're just going to put this out for money and we're going to put out a half-made game and then sell you DLC later.
Yeah.
Like some games do.
Yeah.
They actually put everything together and then were like, yeah, if you want to spend an extra $20, here's four more things that you can buy later on, you know? But they gave you a complete game right from the get-go.
Well, I'm going to say over complete, to be honest.
Yeah.
We haven't even touched on the single player, like classic mode or really the World of Light stuff. We'll do that in the next episode.
Yeah, I was going to say this is probably...
Yeah.
Smash Talk is probably going to be a two-parter.
Definitely, because there's just so much in this game. This game literally is... It's not worth $60. This game is worth at least $100.
$120.
Or
more. Double the price.
Yeah.
Or more, definitely. But we got it for $60. And I feel like
they got robbed. Nintendo, you let us rob you.
Well, you know how there's people you just can't please. You still hear online, like, really, Nintendo? You're getting into the DLC game? Oh, everybody's happy to pay $25 for the pass, the season pass. Oh, what is Nintendo doing? Yeah. But you all bitch and complain when it's Call of Duty or whatever. And it's like, well, they basically gave you a fucking complete game. Sorry, yeah. someone's like, wait, how is this any different than Battlefront? Why do you guys bitch when Battlefront and EA do it?
But because this is a we fork out the cash for Nintendo. Base.
Right.
Because
they give you a fucking complete experience up front, excuse me, and then they just add to it.
Yeah, whereas Battlefront or Call of Duty or anything else, they sell you that $60 base game, but it's a base to build on, you know?
They've done the same thing with Splatoon and with Kirby Star Allies. Like, the game was a whole game, and they added more stuff to it.
Well, although Splatoon you didn't have to pay for.
True, Splatoon was on free.
So you paid $60 bucks, and then it was just kind of filled in for the remaining
game. Yeah.
Although, to be fair, the Kirby Star Allies one, that game was just really short, and I feel like they could have added more stuff
to
the base game.
Well, they might. Apparently, they might add worlds and stuff.
Well, just to the base game. It shouldn't
plus,
have
you gotta remember, Kirby's kind of skewed toward a different demographic and audience.
True.
For way beginners.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, Sakurai's main thing is he wanted to make a game, Smash Bros., that could be played by casuals and by professionals and have everyone enjoy it the same.
Yeah.
Well, that's always been his design philosophy.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's for Nintendo's
in general. It's just they make something for everyone to be able to play.
Deep enough to be enjoyed by pro seasoned vets, you know, and then also, you know, your 5-year olds can pick it up.
Yeah.
Start, you know, picking up patterns and get good at it.
Yeah.
But any last thoughts on the multiplayer aspect of this game?
Nope.
Before we end the podcast and stuff.
Hopefully in the future, because this is version 1.1.0. You know, this is the very first. Hopefully with updates, the lag gets a little better. Because it wasn't just it's not just like between the three of us, but like you guys were playing with a friend of yours earlier.
Lagged the entire match.
Yeah, that was bad.
It was like frame by frame.
It literally hurt my eyes to buffer because you know the guy isn't in the house that we're in. He was wherever.
Yeah, and we were playing on the same Wi-Fi with somebody else in over in Brea area.
La Mirada.
Okay. You know. Well, still, we were playing over here, and we were on the same Wi-Fi. He was on different Wi-Fi, and it just was
bad.
Every
10 seconds, it would pause for about 3 seconds to buffer and to load.
Like, there were moments when I was standing on an item, and I hit A 6-7 times,
and just
my character would not grab it because of the lag.
Yeah.
Until the lag went away for a split second. A! He grabbed it.
Right. Yeah, it was basically playing blind.
Yeah. Although I did manage to win.
No, I won that match, didn't I?
No, I did, sir.
Oh, you did.
Bowser, my friend.
The following match. I won.
Bowser. Well, I wasn't in that match.
How about this, folks? Yeah. Settle it and smash.
Anyway. Yeah.
But other than I hope the lag gets better, I noticed something, and I don't know if it's just the interaction boxes for items are a lot smaller now. Where you can stand right next to something, and you can hit A, and you won't be able to interact. And maybe it's just me, but like I'd hit A and I'd do an attack or something, and I'd be like, I'm standing still, I'm not touching anything else except A, and I do my neutral A hit, and I'm like, why? You know, so maybe hopefully that's something they patch. But other than that, this game's good. Like, multiplayer is fun and it's great, and like we didn't have any problems, the three of us, when we're all on the same Wi-Fi and working at the same time.
Yeah,
you know, but this game's good. It's good.
Definitely. I have one question for you guys. Out of the old characters from the previous games, who was your favorite so far that you've played?
Okay, the one I'm best as is Pikachu.
Yeah.
But my actual favorite that I get like really getting excited about is Pokemon Trainer.
Awesome. Yeah. Nice.
Altogether? Well, I'll go with the same kind of criteria Derek went. The one I'm good at playing Kirby.
Yeah.
But the one that I like playing Peach.
Nice.
Yeah, Peach is really fun.
Yeah, I gotta say, I'm good at playing Bowser, but my favorite out of all of them is going to be Luigi. I love playing Luigi.
Yeah.
And as for the new characters, we all know your favorite, Isabelle.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. I'm Animal Crossing trash. My favorite's Isabelle.
And for you, Newman?
Loved K. Rool, but most excited and really enjoy Simon Belmont. Nice. Because, like I said, they stole him from me.
So. Yeah. because of how good I've been playing with Bowser, I'm really enjoying playing as Ridley. But okay. I'm desperately trying to master Incineroar just because of how
he's
technical
different.
He is yeah. and how different he is. Yeah, definitely.
He's very
so.
Unique, yeah.
It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I'm really excited to be able to play this game on my own, and I'm really excited what the future has in store for this game.
They might add new modes. We know we're getting new characters.
Yeah, actually, if you look in the vault section, there's actually a little present icon in the bottom right-hand corner that is for events, which means like there's going to be events that will be like giving out free stuff to you and things like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, no,
which is nice, kind of like a mystery gift type thing with Pokemon.
Oh, I dig it. Oh, last thing.
Yes.
Sorry, because you were talking about vaults and like different menus and stuff.
Yeah.
I like how they did the achievements in this.
Oh yeah.
How it comes with pictures and stuff. That's I think that's very cute. Yeah.
Like
that's
they allow awesome. You to save your replays, but you can't. I mean, you can take pictures from while you're watching the replays. You can do basically pause it and then you use your screen snap, your screen cap.
Well, but what you can do is anytime during the match, you can pause the game and you can go to camera controls and do an old like camera mode where you take pictures of certain things mid game. If you want to get video, you have to finish the match and at some point hit
save
the replay.
Right. Well, I figured like we're doing multiplayer online and stuff. You can't actually fucking with people's matches pause.
I think
single player you can.
You can't pause.
Otherwise, you'd have to go to your video you saved from that match to get pictures from.
But the problem is you can't do any special angles. You can only do like what the recording video is.
No, you can change angles during the video, even while it's playing in motion.
Really?
Yeah, you saved me one last week and I was watching it and I was like, ooh, you can like go above and below and you can actually start rotating. You can
I didn't
any
know
angle.
That, but that's even better.
Yeah, like say you were playing on like the Great Fox. You can rotate all the way to behind the Great Fox. Like that's a plane you can't even play on. And like you're watching from where the hills are. It was really cool.
You can
pick
awesome.
Any angle. You can zoom in as far as you want. All the stuff.
I had no idea really? About yeah, that. That's neat. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just the multiplayer scores, 1 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
Nice.
Probably like a low 7.
Low 7.
Yeah, because lag means a lot to me.
Okay. For me, I'd give it like probably an 8 as well, specifically because the lag thing is an issue, but I definitely do rate this as the best Smash Bros. Game compared to any of the others.
So far, yeah.
Yeah. All those melee goblins.
Yeah, fuck melee goblins.
They'll come after you, but...
I don't care. This game is literally its namesake. It is ultimate, yeah. And we haven't even touched on the single player
and the like campaign-ish mode.
Yeah, so
we'll
get around to that probably next week.
Yeah, that'll be just you two, because I don't have Switch.
So. It's okay, baby. But no, it's a lot of fun, and we'll talk to you then. We'll get into...
I'm excited to hear about it.
We'll get into spirits mode and figure out what that is.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
In the meantime...
I've grown to like it, put it that way, but...
Yeah.
We're wrapping up.
Yeah, in the meantime, you guys have a wonderful week, and thank you for sticking with us. Let us know what you're thinking, and if you guys want to play with us...
Leave your guys' friend... Because you both have Switches. Leave your friend codes in the description.
I can do that. Are you cool with that? Or no?
Sure. Yeah.
Well, in the description. We won't do it here.
We'll do it there. I'll send it to you.
So yeah, definitely. If you guys want to do that, add us on fucking the Switch friend code thing. In the meantime, this has been David.
I'm thinking of a slogan here.
We
want to hear what you're thinking.
I was like, what? I was trying to make a smashing pun, and it just did not work in my head. So I was like, I'm David.
I'm Derek.
I'm Madison.
All right. Have a good night, guys. Take care.
See you later. In the next world.
Woo. The Think Between Worlds podcast was created by David Kennedy Farner and Derek Dillon. It is hosted by David Kennedy Farner, Derek Dillon, and Madison Sneddon. It is edited by David Kennedy Farner, and it is produced by David Kennedy Farner, Derek Dillon, and Madison Sneddon. Intro music by Midair Machine from the freemusicarchive.org. And outro music by Kevin MacLeod via incomtech.com. And cover art by Davey Jones. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you in World 210!